You're listening to the Closing Market Report. I rather hope that you've already purchased your Farm Assets Conference tickets, but if not, farmassetsconference.com, willag.org, just $35, 800-898-1065. Mike Tenura is now here. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago to take a look at the forecast around the planet. Let's begin in South America, and we'll work our way northward. What are conditions like in Argentina and Brazil?
Well, if you look at corn and soybean planting paces, they're both pretty close to normal for this time of the year. So we don't have any alarming types of planting delays taking place at the moment. The one thing that we have been noticing from a weather standpoint is that these northern growing areas where most soybeans are produced and a smaller percentage of first crop corn, those areas have been fairly dry relative to normal over the last 2 weeks and going all the way back into the beginning of October. So we would like to see some rain in these northern growing areas. We had a pretty good rainfall on Tuesday, and the bigger picture suggests that a lot more rain is on the way. That was kind of the harbinger of what's to come. There will be a number of cool fronts moving through central and northern Brazil over the next couple of weeks, and because of that, we're looking for widespread and heavy rain. So this dryness situation that existed for much of the last 4 to 6 weeks is ending, and it's being replaced by a nice pattern for rainfall. And as we know, the more rain we get at this time of the year, generally the better it is for planting, because unlike the U.S., it's difficult to get too wet in Brazil. You just need these rains to get going, and then you can start planting because of their sandy soil that requires frequent rains in order to maintain that soil moisture for planting.
And just as the weather has been changing in South America, it has been doing the same in North America. We've been cool and wet. Is that a pattern change that we can expect to continue?
Well, it looks like it will stay colder than normal as a whole going forward, but we do have some variations in temperatures that will take place. There is a fairly strong system that moves across the central U.S. this weekend, and that will warm things up quite a bit by the time we get into Saturday and Sunday. But that warm-up doesn't last. And probably the most interesting thing about this pattern is if you compare it to last year. Now, from the middle of September until a couple of weeks ago, last year and this year had both been quite a bit warmer than normal over that period. But just in the last couple of weeks, things have taken a big change to the cold side across the central U.S., while last year it stayed mild. Last year was incredibly mild from October all the way through November and into December. And this year has taken a big change again to the colder side. And it certainly looks to us like we're going to see a more normal pattern, which means it will be much colder than what we saw 1 year ago in November. So even though it feels chilly outside and it certainly is colder than normal, I think it feels extra cold simply because we haven't had this happen in a couple of years.
Do you think this will have an impact on livestock production, beef cattle in particular?
Well, we need winter storms to affect the supply of cattle, especially out in the plains. At this point in time, there's nothing to be too concerned about. Even though they will see some large temperature variations over the next 10 to 14 days, we don't see any severe cold snaps on the way. And more importantly than that, it looks to stay fairly dry. There's not a lot of humidity out in the plains today, and it's going to stay that way for a couple of weeks. So every time one of these storm systems passes, it will have a difficult time generating much rain or snow. So dry weather, generally seasonable, and that's not a combination to cause supply disruptions in the plains.
Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mike Tenura is with T-Storm Weather. He is in Chicago. I'm Todd Gleason.